I'm Dr. Edward Jelk, an emergency physician at the University of Cincinnati, a member of the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Stroke Team, and a member of the writing committee for the 2007 Guidelines for the Early Management of Adults with Ischemic Stroke. Implementation Strategies for Emergency Medical Services Within Stroke Systems of Care, Recommendations from the American Stroke Association's Expert Panel on Emergency Medical Services. The American Stroke Association EMS guidelines represent another subset guideline paper from the original Stroke Systems paper. The Stroke Systems paper, published in 2005, set the framework for all ASA Stroke Guidelines papers related to infrastructure requirements and system organization. The EMS guidelines expand on recommendations for the pre-hospital community contained in the Acute Ischemic Stroke, Primary Stroke Center, and Stroke System Guidelines papers. This paper largely focuses on systems of EMS and less on the actual conduct of the EMS professional in the field. The 2005 ACLS Stroke Guidelines and the 2007 Guidelines for Ischemic Stroke contain more detailed information related to the field management of stroke patients. The key features of the first-ever EMS Guidelines paper are as follows. The new guidelines stress to ensure 100% coverage for 911 services for all callers in all geographic areas covered by the stroke system of care. The guidelines also call to ensure that all EMS communicators within a stroke system of care receive written and in-person education on recognizing stroke signs and symptoms as reported by callers. These educational efforts should be conducted periodically, although the frequency should be based on the local training requirements and resource availability. The guidelines also call for 100% use of dispatch guidelines that prioritize patients experiencing stroke as requiring an emergent EMS response at the highest care level available. EMS education and field management. The new guidelines call for all systems to use validated pre-hospital stroke screening tools to identify potential stroke patients. When EMS responders screen patients for stroke, they should err on the side of over-identification rather than under-identification. Initially, EMS should establish a goal of over-triage of 30% for the pre-hospital assessment of acute stroke. Trauma triage criteria experience has shown that if over-triage is not present, then under-triage will result. In the case of stroke, under-triage could delay the patient's receipt of time-sensitive care. It is recommended that dispatch time be less than 1 minute, turnout time less than 1 minute, and travel time equivalent to that in trauma and AMI calls. The new guidelines also call for on-scene time to be 15 minutes or less unless there are extenuating circumstances or extrication difficulties. The new guidelines again stress the need for pre-arrival notification of hospitals of all potential stroke patients. In an effort to ensure continuing education, EMS providers should complete a minimum of 2 hours of stroke assessment and care as part of the required continuing medical education for recertification and relicensure. Here, the regional stroke team or system can be instrumental in providing the opportunity for this education through annual stroke programs. These EMS guidelines focus heavily on quality assurance and CQI process. The guidelines recommend the development and continuous monitoring of standard measures as part of the CQI process, including but not limited to the following. 1. Stroke history obtained when indicated. 2. Stroke assessment performed using validated screening tools when indicated. 3. Stroke history checklist documenting eligibility for acute therapies properly completed. 4. On-scene time appropriate, i.e. did not unnecessarily delay transport. 5. Hospital transport destination decision appropriate, when patients are taken to the most appropriate hospital per protocol. EMS triage is a focus point of these guidelines. The authors recommend, similar to other recent guidelines, that stroke center identification is encouraged. The guidelines recommend establishing a hospital identification system providing a transparent list of hospitals that meet standard criteria for primary stroke centers within the stroke system of care. Such a list should be readily available to EMS providers and the public. Comprehensive stroke centers are not yet certified by any national organization, and therefore it may be too early to add these to the list. Some states, such as Florida, have established statewide hospital identification programs for both primary and comprehensive stroke centers. Amending EMS transport destination protocols to place a higher priority on transporting patients to recognized stroke centers is new. It is encouraged that EMS systems work with state EMS medical director associations, the state chapter of American College of Emergency Physicians, and the American Stroke Association to gain consensus on common stroke training, triage, and transport protocols. As noted before, establishing local multidisciplinary teams and oversight is essential. The authors recommend creating a broad-based coalition of healthcare providers, experts, and regulators to develop improved EMS point-of-entry plans. Transporting suspected stroke patients to the nearest stroke center, providing definitive treatment if such a hospital is within reasonable transport, taking into account regional issues of availability of stroke centers, geography, and whether transportation to a stroke center is possible within the appropriate time for acute therapeutic interventions is recommended. Alternatively, patients should be transported to the hospital considered to be the best prepared to treat stroke patients emergently. Air medical transport is becoming a method of transport for patients in rural settings. The guidelines recognize air transport in the collaborative development of stroke transport protocols, such as those developed in Jacksonville, Florida. Emergency medicine should be involved in the development of regional air medical transport protocols given their knowledge of local resources and limitations of air medical transport. Key summary points. The critical role of EMS in acute stroke care delivery is recognized by these new guidelines. 911 and EMS training and education on stroke assessment protocols, tools, and triage policy is crucial and should involve the local emergency medicine physicians. CQI and feedback are critical to ensuring optimal system operation. This concludes the review of the implementation strategies for emergency medical services within stroke systems of care. Recommendations from the American Stroke Association's expert panel on emergency medical services systems.